Hey, it's Max from Laverne, and you're listening to CITR.
Yeah.
Thank you.
and welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory. Why is this? Oh, damn it!
Cursed Galen, switching up the microphones. I always do that. Ugh. You do you, Galen. Switching up the mics in the studio, and I talking into mic two. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And to start us off, we heard a little Roxy music from 1982, the album Avalon. That was the song Take a Chance on Me. And I am going to be taking a chance on Roxy Music lead singer Brian Ferry. He's in town tonight and going to go down to the Queenie to just check him out. He's playing songs from Avalon and other solo songs, and I hear his voice is not as strong as it once was, but I think the mood will still be there, so looking forward to that. On today's show, previewing the Gal Grayson release party happening on Saturday night. Gal Grayson is finally blessing us with Fantasy Gardens, his new record. Also, Mountain Goats are coming to town, so I'll be playing a bit of that. Some new music from Toronto, the band Rapport. Some new Fountain, wherever they are now. I guess Montreal? I'm not sure. And a bunch of new stuff. Pretty stacked show. And we're also going to be talking to Small Crush. They're going to be playing tonight at Redgate with Kylie V, local hero, and Peach Kelly Pop from Los Angeles, formerly of Ottawa. So let's start off with a song by Peach Kelly Pop. This is from her Mint Records release, Gentle Leader. This is the song Black Magic.
Baby, 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 baby That was Small Crush with their song. That was the song All I Need from their debut record, self-titled record, out now on Asian Man Records. And before that, we heard Peach Kelly Pop's Gentle Leader, and that was the song Black Magic. Both of those bands are going to be playing with Kylie V tonight at Redgate. And it's my pleasure to have Small Crush's Logan on the phone right now. Hi, Logan.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going good. We are driving in the car right now on our way up.
Awesome. I-5, is that you're heading up from Portland? Is that right?
Yep. We just played a show last night. It was super awesome. And now we're just have a little bit of a haul ahead of us.
Yeah. It's not too bad, though. It's like you'll get up here in time.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. So for radio listeners, tell us a bit about Small Crush. Who's in Small Crush and what is your band?
So Small Crush is me. I write and play songs. I'm a singer. And then we have Jackson, who plays guitar, Tommy, who plays bass, and then Will, who plays drums, and we're all pretty close in age. And we're
oh, we lost you there. Can you just repeat that last thing? You said you were pretty close in age. Hello? Connection was lost. Okay, let's try calling back again. We'll just try one more time. Okay, we're going to play a song while we wait. We're going to listen to Signal Dreams. I have dreams that the signal will work for this call. So hold tight, and we'll be right back. This is Small Crush with Signal Dreams.
Song all night long about If I'm asleep or awake, what difference does it make if you're not here with me? I would rather be living in a dream. That's the only way I could get close to you.
Right. That was Signal Dreams from the album Small Crush by Small Crush. And my signal dreams have come true. You're back on the air, Logan.
Woo!
Yay. So you were just telling me about the band members and how they're all kind of the same age. And you kind of started, I guess you started in high school when you formed this band.
Yeah, we started about 2 years ago. Half of us played jazz music together. And I'd been writing songs for a long time previously before that, and meeting them kind of helped me turn them into like full band songs.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of reformed jazz band kids have gone on to form rock bands. That's definitely true in Vancouver. It's a very fertile ground for rock music. And you've been able to keep the band together. Have you graduated from high school yet?
Yes, I'm in my second year of college, but I am doing community college in my area and kind of just sticking around so we can keep making it happen.
Yeah, that's great. So you're from Oakland, is that right?
Yes.
In Berkeley. One thing I noticed, I saw a little clip of you playing at 528 Gilman, and it looked absolutely wild. And I was just wondering if you could tell us a bit about the scene in the all-ages scene in Berkeley and Oakland, and then also specifically 128 Gilman.
I've been playing shows for a long time at Gilman and stuff, and also like at other areas, and I feel like the Bay Area really has a great place where you can start off and kind of get into like certain venues and like kind of build connections with people. So I feel really lucky to live in an area where it's very accessible to like get places and like be able to play music and have people want to go out to shows.
Yeah. It was great. Like just seeing the crowd, everybody was singing along with you at that Gilman show. It was a very good vibe.
Super fun. It was our album release party, and we had a super awesome like all femme lineup, and all the bands were really fantastic, and there's people that like I hadn't seen in years come out and just like support, and it was really just a great feeling.
That's awesome. This is your debut record, so it seems like a lot of your earlier you've had a lot of music up, demos and things like that, and then this is your first formal release. How did you get hooked up with Asian Man Records?
It happened through He was listening to our music from a person who interns for him named Joey, who's on our tour right now with us. And he showed our music to Mike, and Mike liked it enough to want to take us under his wing and kind of help us get the record release along and get all the things we needed to do for it together.
Yeah. Did it feel like a big thing to, like, as someone who put up a lot of demos before, actually have a proper formal release? Was that exciting for you?
Yeah, it was super exciting. I mean, having physical copies and just having something that really, like, cements all the work that you've put into for so long. I feel like this album really represents, like, the first half of my life really well.
Wow.
And, like, all the feelings I've felt through high school. So it feels really good that it's all there.
Yeah. What an achievement. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did you, so you're on tour right now with Peach Kelly Pop. How did you meet up with Peach Kelly Pop, or how did that come about, this tour?
So our record labels were in touch with each other, and they thought we would be a good fit together. So we were like, hell yeah. I've been listening to Peach Kelly Pop for probably like multiple years before, and it was just like a dream to be playing with her. And she's the sweetest, like, most awesome, like, person, like, most awesome people I'd want to be touring with, like, right, for our first tour.
And so, yeah, so it's your first tour. That's so cool. So you got your record now, you got your first tour. It's like, it's really happening.
Yeah, it feels like it's all coming true. And I'm even missing school right now to do it. So it's fun.
Yeah. And I think that drive from, you know, from Southern California up to Vancouver is just really lovely. I mean, not so much the I-5, but like, it's a really lovely part of the world. So it's kind of a nice, not too far tour to take on.
Yeah, it's super manageable. And like, we got to go up the 101 when we went through Arcata and Eureka. So, it was just super beautiful nature, and got to jump in the river and make it fun.
Summer's not over yet. You can still jump into rivers and things like that.
Yeah.
Cool. And so if people make their way down to Redgate tonight, what can they expect? What's a Small Crush show like?
We just try to make it a safe, like, positive, all ages usually when we can, like, experience where just everyone feels welcome and feels like they can have a good time. And
great.
A good community connection.
Yeah, and Redgate, it's a really, I mean, I don't know 528 Gilman, but by the sounds of it, it's kind of like what Redgate does in Vancouver. So it's a DIY venue, and it's a great place for you to come to when you're coming to Vancouver, and it's all ages.
Yeah, we're always stoked to play at DIY spaces, and I feel like they're always the most welcoming, and like, the, I don't know, it reminds you of home, and it feels really good.
Yeah. So if people, will you have copies of the record with you?
Yes, we'll have vinyl. We have some pretty cute shirts, stickers, cassettes, CDs, all that jazz. I designed all of it myself. So,
nice. Yeah. So you did the, what's it called? Not pinpoint, but the needlepoint. Is that the cover?
Embroidery.
That's the one.
No worries.
And then do you?
Yeah, but I did that.
Yeah, and did you do the posters as well for the tour and for some of the other records that you put out?
Yeah, I usually try to do our tour and show flyers as much as possible, just because I love to do it.
Yeah, it's a great style, so I like it a lot.
Thank you.
So if people want to listen to this record, they can go to the Asian Man Records Bandcamp and find the record there, I guess on Spotify and other things too, or I don't know, I didn't check that.
Yep, Spotify, okay. iTunes.
But you can buy the album on Bandcamp, or you can buy the album in person tonight at Redgate. And then a lot of your older demos and earlier stuff is on your personal Small Crush Bandcamp page as well.
Yes.
Cool. Anything you'd like to add before we wrap up?
No, I just want to say thank you for hosting me. And
for sure.
Yeah, we're super excited to play tonight, and I hope to see some people out there.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be a very fun night. So I really like the song Scary. Is that how you pronounce it? Scary from a couple years ago?
Oh, it's just Scary.
Scary, okay. Yeah. And that picture of Deanne, like the Deanne Arbus picture is really great that you have with it as the cover.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad because I I thought no one was ever going to see that. So I was like, I'll just put it in there. But I should probably credit her on that. I got to see that in the SF MoMA. It was really cool.
Yeah, she's long gone. I'm sure she would be fine with it. But anyways, we'll play that to close us out. And thanks so much. Yeah. Have a great, I wish you all the success in getting through the border with ease. And we'll see you at Red Gate tonight.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
So so this is Small Crush with their song Scary. Hey, so are you still there? Oh.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Ahoy, mateys. Feeling lost at sea? Well, don't fret. From September the 16th to the 20th, CITR is running Degree Navigator to get you acquainted with some great local bands. Get your timbers shivered at the station every day at 12 p.m. with Vancouver's most trusty stars. On Monday is Nice Apple, Tuesday, Christina Sheldon, Wednesday, Parlor Panther. Thursday, Harley Small. And Friday, Psy. Come by to get your sea legs in the vast ocean of local music. The booty will be bountiful if you consider new knowledge about what's happening off campus booty.
Looking for a fun night out on campus? MOA's popular Soundhouse series is back for a second season and starts up again on Thursday, September 5th at 7 p.m. Soundhouse, Cypher and Sounds features a powerful and playful night of hip-hop, beatboxing, and poetry. MC'd by Chelsea D.E. Johnson, East Van's High Priestess of Soulful Sound, and featuring a roster of fantastic musicians and poets. Gather outside by the heat of the bonfire, then gather in MOA's Hide-A House for words to set the world on fire. Tickets are $15 and include museum admission. Visit moa.ubc.ca to buy tickets.
TV, masochistic fantasy. sex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your text.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two.
Be there.
Now the patriarchy is dead,
and we killed it.
If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
In my liver. And well, I'm waiting for the company man. Slip on my kimono that I bought in Japan.
check crew in Memphis has a present for me. A screen that scrolls lyrics like the ones they have on TV. The deluxe model, one of only 4,000 made. Blackout that night in front of 10,000 paid. In the back lounge, in between stops, contingency plans in case the new one flops. Sometimes I wake up coughing up blood. Good night, Indianapolis.
Okay, that was The Mountain Goats from their record In League with Dragons, just released. And that was the song Passaic, 1975. Town in New Jersey. Is John Darnielle from? I thought he was from North Carolina. And the Wi-Fi in here sucks, so I can't actually look it up. But if he's from New Jersey, then maybe that's a remembrance from his childhood. Also someone who likes to write about other characters, and so maybe it's not even about him at all. Before that, we heard Lucky from their demos that they posted earlier this year. That was the song Better Alone. And at the top, we heard Gal Grayson from Fantasy Gardens. I had to cut it off. 8-minute song. Love it. It's a real big mood, but I could not play the whole thing. You should, though, when that album gets released. So Gal Grayson releasing that record on Jazz Records Saturday night. It should be a real whopper of a show featuring Co-op, Neptune's Daydream, Lucky, and, of course, Gal Grayson. So check that out. And there's an art show put on by Felipe from Dumb earlier on. So it's really a whole night of programming at Redgate. So make sure to check that out. And Mountain Goats are playing the Commodore on Friday. So lots going on. No excuse. Get out there. The weather's still kind of nice. Make the most of it. Yes, we've got just a few minutes left. Let's listen to some new music from Toronto. This is the band Rapport. They've recently signed with Montreal's great label Arbutus, and this is their first single. It's called In the Dark. Here is Rapport, and happy birthday, Liv.
Last time I'm playing. gonna leak on ya. It's 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 gonna leak on ya. Now you're down in the lab with those test tubes that you bought. Solutions to the problems you got. But there's a crack in the glass, and it's gonna pour everywhere. And you thought you were safe by now. Now leaking the light. It's gonna leak on ya. 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 It's gonna leak on ya.
That was Fountain from Montreal, from their new record entitled Laughing Through Traffic. I wish. Traffic, so stressful. How do they do it, Fountain? Especially in Montreal, where the traffic seems that much more aggressive. That was the song Leak on You. Yes. Before that, we heard Rapport from Toronto. That was their lead single, In the Dark. Good stuff. Thanks to Small Crush, Logan from Small Crush, for calling in. And thanks to all of you for listening to this here show. Make sure to get out there if you can this weekend and even tonight. There's so much going on. Good stuff. Next week, Degree Navigator is a concert series that CITR is putting on. Let me double check. It's next week. I think it is. Maybe it's the week after. Anyways, very soon there'll be a series of concerts at noon. So I think next week I'm preempted, but I'll be here to host Harley Small and chat over. Is it next week? I'm sorry, I'm doing this live. Oh gosh, disaster. Yeah, maybe. Oh no, it's the week after. I will be back here next week. You didn't need to hear all that other stuff. And then the week after, especially if you're on campus, noon to one on weekdays, a whole bunch of great bands are going to be here. So check that out. Going to close out with some Chris Horrific. He has a new record out. He released it a couple weeks ago. It's called Treats. And indeed, it is as advertised. This is the song I'm Sensitive. This has been Dunkin's Donuts for September 5th. And I will see you next week. And ciao.
I was thinking that I might fly to things that you say. Doesn't take a talent to be mean. Words can crush things that are unseen. Please be careful with me. I'm sensitive and I'd like to stay that way. I was feeling that it's impossible be respected and be a girl. Why it's gotta be so complicated? Why you gotta tell me that I'm hated? Please be careful with me. I'm sensitive and I'd like to stay that way. I was thinking that it might do some good to rob the Senate and take all their food. That way what would happen will have taken place, and we can give it to anyone that has some faith. Please be careful with me. I'm sensitive and I'd like to stay that way. I have this theory. If we're told we're bad, that's the surrounded in beauty. Someday we will become what we see. Anyone can start a conflict. It's harder yet to disregard it. I'd rather see the world from a different angle. We are everyday.